Hello, my name is Ife Sinachi. It's a pleasure meeting you. Thank you so much for being a part of this book reading, the book reading of The Domestication of Munachi. So without wasting time, I'll go straight into the book. I'll be reading from page 56. This is where actually the stage is set for our main character, Munachi. So here it goes. By the time I arrived at the office where I was supposed to drop off Mrs. Nkoli's parcel, she was out. The receptionist, a young lady with a smile too sweet to be true, delivered the message while filing her nails. She looked up once, popped the gum in her mouth, and repeated that Madame was not on seat and the parcel could be dropped with her. As soon as she returns, I will send it to her, she continued filing, popping the gum in her mouth. She looked up and I was still standing there. Didn't you hear me? I said drop it there, she said, dragging the words out slowly as if she was talking to a moron. She pointed to the table where piles of paper, her BlackBerry phone and nail polish competed for attention. I was hurt by her tone, but obeyed. She was not much older than me. Please, sister, I said, looking around the empty reception for a sign of any listening ear. I am also looking for a job. Is there any vacancy? Drop it there. Drop what where? Your CV. Didn't you come with one? She was annoyed. She stopped filing to show me how annoyed she was at my presence. I did not blame her. She had a job. I had none. I nodded and brought out my CV from the transparent file under my arm, and wondered where to drop it among the piles of paper cluttering her desk. She rolled her eyes at me and parted one of the piles. She must have seen the look on my face because she gave me a wicked smile and went back to filing her nails. I wished in my heart that the chewing gum would roll out and strangle her. But it didn't, so I left for Chief Mama's office, which I had been told was not too far from Mrs. Nkoli's. Auntie Chimwanya had promised that Chief Mama would help me. He had helped her when she first came to Lagos, and he had helped a few of her friends too. Just be nice, eh? Auntie Chimwanya had said early in the morning, just before she left for the airport. And don't behave like a small girl. He can become angry just like that. She snapped her fingers to emphasize how quick his anger could arrive. She had mentioned that if he liked me very well, I could even be a senior officer in no time, and I would own a car much like her own. That way, my mother would forget the nightmare I had put her through in the past few days. You know she's very angry, she had said. Look at my phone. She held up three BlackBerry phones. Can you see any missed call from her or from your father? Eh? Eliza's silence is more terrible than her talk. Be wise. Perhaps it was Auntie Chimwanya's words singing in my ear that distracted me and landed me in the path of a body that knocked me to the ground. 1 minute I was rehearsing the interview I would likely have with Chief Momo in my head, and the next I was flat on the ground staring up at the sky. I sat up, still reeling from the pain, and tried to advise myself not to rub my offended buttocks. Is that what you do? Not groom men off their feet when they are not looking. The male voice sounded more amused than annoyed. I scrambled from this spot where I had dropped like a bag of beans and dusted my behind. Worry lines appeared on his face, but when he reached out towards me, I stepped away. It was on the tip of my tongue to lash out at him about not looking where he was going, but I reminded myself that I had been too preoccupied with my thoughts to notice him charging in through the gate. Where was he flying to anyway at his old age? Well, he did not look too old, I thought. In fact, he probably was a little over a decade older than I was. Maybe approaching 40. Maybe. And he was not bad looking. Minus the 5 o'clock shadow, the goatee and the abundant pouch in his middle. He could pass for someone younger. He made me feel small. His bright eyes bored into mine, a smile lurking in their depths. His haircut was low and his full lips looked soft, the bottom fuller and oddly vulnerable.
Are you all right?
Pretty girls should move about carefully before they get his car. Okay, so that's it for now. Thank you so much once again for this opportunity. I hope you get the book, The Domestication of Munachi, very soon. This is Ife Sinachi Okoli Opago. Thank you.